Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Body and the Beast podcast. Coming straight into your ears for the next few hours are your awesome hosts, Dan Meredith and Jamie Alderton.
Howdy, folks, and welcome to another episode of The Body and the Beast. I am your body, Jamie Alderton.
And I'm your beast, Dan Meredith. Good afternoon, Jamie.
Good afternoon, Dan. How are you?
I'm delighted.
We're kind of twinning.
We are. For those of you who are listening, me and Jay, we try and look a little different for our video watches.
Yeah, we try. And
we both came out of our changing rooms, respectively, wearing virtually identical tops.
Yeah, so, well, there we go. No and yes, Dan. The art, like, do you know what's funny? It was like, right, what's the, you're like, oh, hang on a minute, let me just get the subject for this podcast because it was really good. It's something about knowing yes. What was it? What's the title of this?
Saying no and saying yes. That's it. Literally, we really didn't think this one through.
Yeah, so I think one of the things is, for a lot of people, especially myself, if I'm reflecting on the year, this year being last year now, if you're listening to this, one of the things that I really realised that I was doing was saying yes to too many things. And a lot of it was like, and it's very difficult because the reason that so many people can't say no to things is because they don't like to let people down, especially those people who they hold in fairly high regard or respect. But what happens when you say yes to something that you know don't have time to do or shouldn't be doing is that you end up having to say no to stuff in your own personal life.
Or you let that person down anyway. And we had a mutual friend of ours, very successful author friend. She messaged me the other day, wanting to catch up. And I remember saying, I think I've got time on Friday. I can let you know and this stuff. But I value her friendship. You know, we're mutually friends with her. And I remember saying, I don't have the time. I'm not brushing you off. I want to spend quality time with you, have a conversation. I said yes in principle, but I'll confirm because I've got to look at my diary. My diary was literally stacked out. There was no space and anything I'd have done would have been felt forced. I'd have felt resentful. I remember saying, I don't want to just say yes to a time because current me wants to speak to you. I want to connect with you, want to have a chat. But tomorrow me starts work at 8 and finishes at 6 tomorrow, which is a long day, longer day for me on that particular day. And it's all content, it's all talking. I don't want to talk to anyone at the end of the day. And many times we say yes to things where actually if we'd have just taken a beat and thought, does this serve me? Am I saying yes for the right reasons? Am I saying yes just because I don't want to say no or want to let them down? And that's slowing down. You said yes to too much. Last year for me, I was the, quote, slowest I've ever been. And what I mean is that I didn't make any snap decisions. Everything had percolation time. If I was excited, I'd have a night's sleep on it to, before I would make any sort of buying or personal decisions because I have done too much yes, quick, impulse stuff, not thought things through, and then future me turns up and it's like, why did you do that, Dan?
Yeah, and I'm getting so much better at it, and it's coming down to a strategy. So, you know, this year has been a massive change. And the reason that this year has been a massive change is I knew what I needed to have in place to let the team know four things. And that's it for me. Like, one of the good things that I've done in my business is have a barrier to get to me. So everything goes through my team, so it then feeds back to me. So I can't say yes, I can get them to say no. And that's super, super powerful. For my friends, it's getting better at saying no to things. But also at the same time, something that I've done this year is I've got a website. And this website is very simple. It has a title and it has a video. And the video is only a few minutes long. And what it does is it talks about thanking them. And it talks about exactly why I'm saying no and what I'm focusing on doing. So a lot of it is really just guide them to that, just to get them to understand and appreciate that. Because something that I saw in Tim Ferriss's book, Tall of Titans, is that the last two, I think it was Tall of Titans, and he had another one, very similar, where he was asking the experts their advice. So he'd ask them 7 questions, and then he'd create a whole book on it. And something that I loved in the book is that there was quite a few people who he reached out to who said no. And he put in the book their no's because they were brilliant no's. And a lot of what he was talking about was how to say no. And he was like, this is how the top people in the world say no.
Got any examples?
So,
do you remember?
I can't remember exactly the people who it was, but one thing that they would say is that they thanked him ever so much. They appreciated the fact of reaching out. And then they were just saying no. And they didn't give a reason. They're just saying,
I am so glad you said that, because that's the phrase, which I'll come to in a minute, that I have been. So my part of this is, and I'll come to the yes bit, is saying no. And I teach my clients this, and I've, you know, my partner and my friends, I say, you don't need to give a reason. Say no without an excuse.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, thank you. Appreciate the offer. No, thank you.
Yeah.
And powerful.
And I think that's super important. Yes, my video is a little bit longer, but it's not. It's explaining by getting them excited about what I'm focusing on and the difference it's going to make. Because for me this year, it's just going deep on the things that I'm already doing and saying no to everything else. I get ridiculous amounts of podcast requests, which I'm sure you do as well. You know, I get requests for my time, for my expertise, and sometimes I do like to give that out to some of my friends. But at the same time, the answer's no this year, because I'm going very, very deep on my subjects. You know, I had a lot of success last year with the growth of my social media, and what I want to do is have a plan of action so it's scalable. It's not just me throwing stuff out there. I have a plan, very much like we have with this. And I know we just talk and come up with subjects, but we are focused on making sure that we can guarantee get a great episode out every single week. And that involves planning and strategy.
We're months ahead generally of our recordings. You know, we take it in turns going to each other's like locations, whether it's my home or your studio. It's a ball ache. We don't live anywhere near each other. It is a pain in the ass, but we have to plan it, because if we don't, we get to a point like we did before where we were crushing it and then a few life things got in the way and we just never picked back up.
Yeah, and it's super, super important. It's that kind of level of commitment which we've given ourselves on this. And it's something that I said to you. It's like, right, cool. We're not going to focus. We know what we're going to do, but we're not really focused on the growth plan until at least we've hit our 100th episode, which is in, you know, essentially in a couple of years' time. Yeah. And I think that's when we really start to get the ball rolling on this. We do, of course, have some monetization plans, which are going to obviously give value to people, but also give us a purpose for things. However, the purpose at the moment is just we genuinely enjoy
doing this. Yeah, it's
fun. And in order for us to continue doing this, so that's knowing what we are going to say yes to, when we say yes to things, and this is one of the focus for me, is I don't just want to say yes to something. I want to say fuck yes to something. Because what I want to say yes to is the things that are going to have my undivided attention and full commitment to it. And it's something that a guy called Derek Sivers said, and it's a very simple thing. When you're unable to really decide whether to say yes or no. And he says it very basically, if it's not a fuck yes, it's a no.
Yeah.
So if it's a maybe, and Tim Ferriss says this, like he said, give it a number between 1 and 10 and you can't pick 7. And what I like about that is if it's a 6, then it's not really that important. Yeah. But if it's an 8, it's more important. And a 7 is a kind of a safe number where you don't really, what the fuck's 7 out of 10? You know, it's either 8, oh, that's pretty good, or 6, I need to really improve. So I love that.
And equally with the decision-making thing as well, it's also the frame of mind you're in as well. So if you catch me in a good frame of mind with something you want for you, I may be more inclined to do so. If I'm in a less good frame of mind, I'm probably more like say, nah, fuck it, I can't do it. But one of the things that has really helped me out is just being very aware of my state before I make decisions. So simple things. If I am tired, okay, I won't make an important decision. Okay. If I'm hungry, I won't make an important decision. If I'm horny, I won't make an important decision. Okay. I clear the decks on all of those. There's the three things that I know that have caused me, let's just say, some issues in the past by not being optimal. If I was, you know, when I used to drink and go out and stuff, like if I was feeling hungover, I was feeling a bit down, or the kind of like the blues a couple of days after going out and drinking and partying and stuff. These are not good times to make a decision. If you've had a shit day, so you've had a big unexpected bill come through, or a big argument with your partner, or you've fallen out with a client, these aren't good days to be making big decision. So just be mindful of your frame as well when you do say yes or no. Because a yes today might be a no tomorrow. And what I try and do is if I say, like when we were doing this podcast, so when we first sounded the idea out of doing it again, I was like, okay, it's obviously a yes now because you're my pal. I enjoy hanging out with you. I enjoy doing the podcast. But what does me in 2 years' time want to do? What does me in 6 months' time? What is it? Okay, we started recording this originally in summer. Now, I usually ride my motorbikes down to see you or get the train. That's a delightful thing. It is fucking shit in winter. Am I prepared to do that? And we had discussions. We said, well, we've got to make sure we've got winter provisions because neither of us want to be doing as much traveling and stuff because it's not as pleasant. And it's just thinking these things through over a timeline.
Yeah.
And if it wasn't, if I couldn't rationalize in my head how we could do this in advance and also sometimes virtually, because there are times when life is going to throw us a curveball, I wanted to have all those steps in place. And when we got that, it was a fuck yes. It was a no-brainer.
Yeah, and it's just looking ahead, you know. As I said, like, I'm looking ahead at, can we do 100 episodes? If not, then there's no point in even starting. There's a great book that I read last year by Josh Waitzkin. He is a chess prodigy, and he's like a world judo champion, something like that. But it's a very interesting book. I think it's called The Art of Learning. And he said it's easier to be 100% than 98%. And it kind of adds to that thing. It's like, if I'm going to say yes to this, I don't just want to be at 98 with that slight bit of doubt. I want to be all in. And that's why you've got to choose whether to say yes to things and say no. And once again, it's having that pause. I think I said this in one of the podcasts, halt. If you are hungry, angry, lonely, or tired, do not make any decisions whatsoever.
Pretty much, yeah. The slightly more refined version of my one, yes.
Because, I get hangry. I turn into an arsehole when I'm hungry and angry. Okay, I'm angry because I'm hungry, especially when I'm getting lean. When I get lean, I get really like, I need food, shut the fuck up. Angry, you know, once again, you can't see your own reflection in boiling water. And I love that quote because it's so true. Lonely. You know, if you want, you're going to make stupid decisions if you're lonely. Okay.
Oh, yes.
You're going to be ringing up exes. You're going to be doing all of those things. And tired. This is why I say do not go on social media after 8 p.m. because you are exhausted from the day. You get triggered very easily and you might say something that you regret. Mean. And this is the biggest problem with the internet, because your response from being maybe hungry, angry, lonely, or tired isn't in pen. It's in permanent digital.
Screenshotable, shareable. Yeah, when I used to drink, I said some silly things back in the day because I was drinking and I was just talking shite sometimes at that time of an evening. You know, after 8, it was just party time in my house.
Yeah,
every day. So yeah, don't do that anymore. But I, as much as I said about the slowing down of decision making, if I see something, so for me, and I remember speaking to, I got a private client to work with. He's like worth 20 plus million, very successful man. And I remember saying, like, one of the things that I do. Is notice your chest. So for me, if I read something or hear something or see something and my chest starts to pop, so if I start getting that motion, that's generally me, that's a bit of fight or flight, it's a bit of, and I go, ah, and if I notice my chest start popping, I literally just hold my breath for a second and I just say, oh, whatever that is, I'm going to deal with that tomorrow. And that has saved me so many problems. I remember recently going out for dinner and I saw a couple of shitty emails. It was a really nice dinner with a good friend of mine. I've celebrated his birthday. And I was like, my thumbs flexed. I'm ready to unleash the thumbs of fury. And I went, chest is up, thumbs down. That's a tomorrow job. Because I'm going to enjoy my night and I'm going to sleep on it, let all my hormones, all the things settle. And the response they got the next day, which was actually an issue with a couple of things on it. So payments, nothing, totally valid. But they'd have got, asshole.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, oh, you disturbing my... Whereas actually, you've got a valid question. I fixed it the next day, could not be happier. Two different Dans, two different outcomes.
So I want to slide the scale down with this, Dan, because obviously we're in a position... now where we do have to be a bit more selective with our time. But if I rewind back to 2012, when I just had my studio on an industrial estate by a prison, no passing traffic, and trying to build a fitness business when people didn't even know, like the only thing on that industrial estate was a steelworks and a plastic wrapping thing, and that was it. So I needed at that time to say yes to every single opportunity that came into my inbox, because I needed to get myself out there. I needed to get my voice out there. I needed to turn up and be at appearances. I needed to do the work. So sometimes, especially when you're starting out, it's saying yes to everything.
Mate, when I was starting out, I'd have turned up to the opening of a bag of crisps. Like, my first ever in-person event was 6 people. My first speaking gig was about 10. In a gym, some for someone, yeah? I took every opportunity. And I say this to people all the time. We have a little rule, just in case you're listening and maybe you have a podcast, okay? We don't have guests on this. It's just me and you. That's always how it's going to be. But we have other podcasts and other channels where we interview people and work with people and stuff like that. But this is just our medium. But I remember saying to someone, like, they were worried about not being able to build an audience. I said, well, what you've got is time and energy. So that's your currency. So you've got to give that away. And they're really skilled at what they did. And I said, start pitching yourself to podcasts, to YouTube channels, to content creators, and just offer to give your expertise away for free. Share. Give. And I said, you might be going on podcasts which only have a couple of hundred downloads a month. But 20, 30, 40% of those people will go, oh, I like what you're about. And they'll come and follow you too. And if you do that over and over and over again, that's what I did. I did podcasts and in-person events. That's what I did. Yep. I was everywhere speaking about Facebook groups and growing communities and how I pivoted from what I did to what I did now. And that built me my early following.
And also, one thing that you're doing there is you're beating on your craft, because the only way that you can get better at podcasts is by doing more podcasts. The only way you can get better at public speaking is do more public speaking. And I think this is so important, both saying yes, any opportunity that you've got of a chance of getting better at the thing that you want to be known for is something that you need to really, really focus on. And sometimes, like, I find it very hard. Like, the difference this year as well is I used to find it very hard to say no to speaking gigs because I care that much about improving my public speaking. So it would normally be yes. And I've changed it now in the fact that I've last year, people asked me for some speaking gigs and I just chucked a random number out there and it was quite small. You know, it was like $3,000 to $5,000. And here's the thing, that's not small. But the reason that I chucked that out is because there are some of these US speakers that charge $50,000 for a 1 hour keynote. And the reason that I chucked $3,000 to $5,000 out is because I didn't want to do it. Okay, so I went $3,000. And the problem that I had with that was that within 30 seconds, that person went booked. My first reaction was fuck.
You've got to do it now.
No. Fuck, I didn't throw a number out big enough.
Oh, yeah, because it was that instant.
Because I didn't want to do it. And then the next one was $5,000. And it's like, done. And I was like, fuck. And I was like, right, because not only have I got to do something that I didn't necessarily want to do, is that I realized, fuck, I need, like, if I'm going to say yes to these things.
Take it seriously, it
really,
yeah.
And for me to take it seriously, like, and here's the massive difference. If somebody asks me to speak for an event, I will put a lot of fucking effort into it.
Yeah, you've spoken at my events.
You know, how you do anything is how you do everything. But if someone was to pay me, let's just say £10,000 for a 1 hour keynote, rest assured that I am going to make and try and make that the best keynote that I've ever made. Because based on, like, you have paid a shit ton of money for my time. And one thing that I want from that is repeat business.
Yeah.
And that is so important. So I want to get down that stage and every single person there only remembers my talk. And they might, you know, they might not, okay? But having that mentality of going, I need to make this great, means I'm going to put that money's worth of effort into that thing. And that is the massive, massive difference between it. But also at the same time, if you are going to say yes to something,
make it worth your while.
Make it worth your while.
No, mate, I get some, the book especially, and this podcast, are some amazing people come into my life since we started doing this. Has given me genuinely batshit opportunities. I remember finding a message in my other inbox on Facebook, just a random Facebook. Love your book. We'd love to get you to speak at our thing. Like, okay, cool. What's this about? Thought nothing of it. Literally, no profile. Short version is owned one of the, is in the top three or top two biggest insurance companies in America. He's a chief exec of that. Super cool guy. Last person he got in was the captain of SEAL Team 6, who obviously did things. I was like, and you want me? And I was like, really? He said, yeah, you're fucking brilliant, mate. And I'm like, okay. And I did the same thing. I just said a number. He's like, yeah, not even a problem. And I wanted to share that because I was kind of like open to it. And then I said yes. But the other thing I want to talk about, we've talked about saying no, is about saying yes. So you say, so big fan of saying no to things that don't serve you, add value, maybe it's more beneficial to someone else right now, and it's, you know, not a good use of your time. And I'm not saying don't do altruistic things. Like, again, I'm a big fan of charity. I'm not going to talk about it now, but one of the things that I patronize a lot is homeless charities where I live. That's something that touches me, because I've got some people that I've helped, you know, get off the streets here, and I live in a nice home. Seeing people at home just breaks my heart. So I do my best. So that's, so I have time and resources to give, and I choose to do so. So it's a case of, you know, it's about where you invest your time, energy, and resources. But the saying yes thing is, I've said yes to more stuff that previously I wouldn't do. You started doing a fucking YouTube video. I don't like YouTube per se. I'm not a big YouTuber. I'm not into it. I don't follow anyone. But you're like, no. We're going to do this. And you kind of like, okay, fuck it. Yeah. All right, let's do it. There's other things, experiences, talks. I've listened to seminars from people that previously I wouldn't think, oh, that's not really my cup of tea, but I'm going to try. I have tried different things. I said yes to more experiences and anything that challenges my viewpoint and also my body and my brain. I spoke about this on the other podcast. I did it again. For those of you who are proper fit, fine. But I'm 42. I had my hip replaced in Easter last year, in April last year. I did not want to run 5K up a fucking hill. But I said yes. It was an experience. Fuck it. I'm going to do it. Just because I want to see if I can. And I know you've done lots of things like that. But what's your thoughts on that, saying yes to things that actually challenge you and shift your comfort zone?
Yeah, and it's being worried about where that no's coming from. Is it from a no of trying to be distracted and focus on the thing that you're supposed to do? Or are you saying no because you're afraid to say yes? Because you're afraid to get out of your comfort zone, out of something that you don't know much about. And I think as well, sometimes I do this a lot. I question, imagine if I didn't go to this, imagine if I didn't do that. Random thing, actually, you know, we're in your hometown, and I realized that I haven't really driven through another town for about 3 or 4 months, probably since August.
Why is that?
Just because I've been busy, like my routine, and as you know where I live, everything is around a couple of mile radius.
Yeah.
So, for example, you know, me going to the sea, going for a walk, doing my ice baths now in the back of my garden, going to the gym. My office is 3 minute drive away from my house, so I'm very much, I like my routine. But when I was driving through here, and it sounds really, really weird, I get a lot of creativity from seeing like everyday life. It sounds a bit weird. I was driving the car, seeing loads of students going around, different things, different places, okay, different businesses and different stuff that I haven't seen because I haven't been here for 15 years. And it just sparked this creativity in me. I was like, I need to get out more. I need to go into different places and see different things, because you get different perspective on things. So once again, it's just this realization that the more I see things, and the more as well, it's very interesting, like the more I see people doing things, the more it makes me want to do things. An example I think I gave in the last one is I'm very much focused on getting better at Twitter. So I invested in a course a guy's doing of showing us how he built, you know, essentially a 7-figure business just doing Twitter and having a couple of products. And I've only got halfway through the course. And the reason I've only got halfway through the course is that every single video inspires me to create, because he's talking about the thing, kind of thing that I already do on other platforms, but on Twitter. And then suddenly I get an idea for a tweet because of something I've seen. So suddenly 45 minutes disappears and I realize I'm only 10 minutes into the video. So I love that, and I miss that. And I think it's that kind of thing, like, a lot of people don't realise that sometimes saying yes to something that you're like, nah, I'm too busy in my routine and getting this and getting that done, could be the very thing that you need to get creative. A client of mine used to drive about 4 hours down, so it was an 8 hour round trip. And as a business owner, 8 hours out of your business, it's probably not good because you can't be on the phone, you can't do all of these things, you can't be on social media. But he said it was the best use of his time because he never gets 8 hours in his head to firstly listen to an audiobook, which he could probably smash out an entire one, which he's been dying to listen to for months on end. And also, he said he kept having to pull over because he had shit in his head that he had to write down and map out. So actually, that time away...
Mate, every time I've come down to visit you, if I'm doing a long bike ride, I just have time to think. And, you know, a lot of people, my friends have given me shit, because I used to have, and you can laugh at me listening, so I used to have drivers and used to use a lot of executive car services rather than, you know, train drive or ride myself. Reason being is because I get to where I need to go with absolutely no stress. I sit in the back of a car. I work, I read, I do stuff. Usually professional service, they just chat to you if you want to chat. If not, they'll just drive you where you need to go. And I did so much work in those situations. And it was just, again, for anyone listening, if you can be driven, go on a train somewhere, actually take some time out, you can think better. But the whole concept of saying yes or no, you kind of have to sort of choose your battles and play the cards how they're dealt as well. So for me, like I said, yes to things that will challenge me or could give me opportunities for growth. The day before we were recording this particular one, I got a message from someone, said, can you get on a call in 10 minutes? And I was like, yeah, it's like 10 o'clock at night. Just happened to have that app on, basically for a six-figure consulting gig. No idea, like 10 minutes to get my head in the game. I'm literally looking at memes at this point. So I'm like, dude. And I just dived on because you never know where these opportunities are going to come from. But yet equally, there's other stuff that I think, do you know what? Respect you for maybe trying to get that from me or trying to do this or why you want to do it for you. But it's a no. And it's not because you're a bad person. I don't like you or your product or your service. I just have to be more judicial with my time now. And one sort of my final point on this is the more honest you are with yourself, and I think I've said this quite a lot in the last year, is the honesty and the self-reflection piece. The less you piss people off and the less you feel. I know if I keep saying yes to people and I keep doing things for others outside of my normal remit, my diary gets more and more full, I get more and more stressed, and I get snappy and moody. Whereas if I'm selfish with my time and my energy and invest it in the right places, yes to things that help me grow or challenge me, no to things which don't add value or don't serve me, I am a happy Dan.
100%. So yes and no. Learn how to say no. No is a complete sentence. If you say no and someone gets annoyed with you, understand that that was the right no.
Indeed.
So
it's kind of like, you know, I've got some female friends of this stuff, guys chatting them up and being all lovely, and they say, oh, you know, I've got a partner, or no thank you, no, I don't fucking like you anyway, minging. And you're like, whoa, where did that come from, fuckface?
So yeah, no is a complete sentence. At the same time, yes. Okay, yes can be a very, very powerful statement, but going back to the Derek Sivers quote, if it's not a fuck yes, it's a no, because what a yes should mean to you is that I'm all in. And also, sometimes a no needs to be a yes, because that no isn't coming from you being focused. That no comes from fear. That no comes from uncertainty. And those things that, you know, you should be saying yes to could be the very thing that you need to get out of the funk that you might be currently in.
Indeed.
So, ladies and gents, I really hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you did, let us know on Instagram. We do have a TikTok account, @BodyAndTheBeast, I think it's called. And I just want to say thank you. We genuinely enjoy doing these podcasts. And
and if you didn't like it as well, then yeah, that's cool too. If you're like, do you know what? Didn't get something from that one. That was a bit random. Let us know, because we need to know what we're, you know, it's the kind of you can't see your own blind spots. We love that. We're not going to change.
Yeah.
But we're also open to feedback as well. So and we're also, good and bad, please let us know.
I'm also open to suggestions. If people have some good suggestions on things that they want us to talk about, we can add them to the mix. And if we do, it might be a future episode. But ladies and gents, I have been your body, Jamie Wilton.
And I've been your beast, Dan Meredith. Take care.